Section 8, Bookshare Online Books. Another service that can be used as a content provider for the Victor Reader Stream is Bookshare.org. In the United States, Bookshare is a free service to any student, and if you're not a student or if you live in another country, you can obtain Bookshare service for an annual fee. Bookshare provides books once you register for their service. So you'll go on Bookshare, you'll register for their service, get a username and password, and once you have that, you're able to download the books. And Bookshare provides books in two major formats. The first one is the DAISY format, the same type of format that the National Library Service provides. However, the difference is that the National Library Service uses what's called Audio DAISY, whereas Bookshare uses DAISY text. And the difference is that when you listen to a National Library Service book, you're going to hear a human reader. And that audio content obviously makes the books much larger in size, so you'll be able to fit less books on your storage card. Whereas the books from Bookshare, they're in DAISY text, which is going to be read with the stream's text-to-speech engine, so you won't hear a human voice. It'll sound a little bit more robotic, but those files are much, much smaller, so you can fit a lot more files. The other format that Bookshare uses is BRF, or Braille Ready format. These books are already capable of being embossed. If somebody downloaded them to a Braille transcription program, they would be able to emboss it directly from that on the computer. Well, the Victor Reader Stream can actually read those books as well if you choose to use the BRF format. The nice thing with a DAISY player like the Stream is if you do download the DAISY content, you do have all the navigation functions of a DAISY book, meaning that I can transfer the book to my Stream and then go from chapter to chapter, section to section, page to page, just as I can do with other DAISY type books. You don't have that capability with a BRF format. So now what we're going to do is go up on the Bookshare website and log in, and I will demonstrate how to actually download a book from Bookshare onto our computer. Okay, so I am on my web browser again. I'm on Internet Explorer, and I'm on my homepage.
Google.
Back on Google. So the first thing we want to do is go to our address bar with Alt-D and type in www.bookshare.org O-R-G, and press enter.
Org, enter, accessible books and periodicals for reader list.
Okay, and I'm on the actual Bookshare website.
Accessible books and periodicals for readers with print disabilities - Bookshare - accessible books for individuals with print disability.
The first thing we need to know or we need to do is log in with our username and password. Your username is always going to be your email address, and your password is whatever you set up originally when you set up the Bookshare account. So I'm going to go to the top of the page by pressing Control Home, and I'm using JAWS, so I'm going to press the letter E to search for my first edit field.
Email edit.
So it says email edit, and I'm going to type in my email address now. So I just wrote in my email address. I'm going to hit tab.
Tab, password, password, edit.
Okay, so there's my password field. I'm going to type in my password now.
Star, 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 forms,
and press enter.
More info button. Do you want to view only the web page content that was delivered securely?
And so when I pressed enter, I received this yes, no button. It says, do you want to view the things that were delivered securely? It's usually a good practice to say yes, so I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
And now we are
accessible books and periodicals for readers with print.
Back at the same page, but you'll notice that there is no more edit field for email address and password now. So if I press E.
Search title, author, left parent, first name, last name, right parent, or ISBN edit.
That's the first search field, which is the book search, okay? So in this case, what we're going to do is search for the book Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. So I'm going to enter forms mode.
Enter forms mode on.
And I'm going to type it in.
Harry Potter and the Deathly
Hallows, and I'm going to press enter.
Hallows, forms mode off, enter. Search results -
So there's the search results, and just like the National Library Service, the results are all broken up by headings. So just as I did before with the National Library Service, I'll press the letter H for heading until I find the first search result.
Quick links heading level 2, search results heading level 1. Modify your results heading level 3.
And continuing to press H.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows heading level 2.
And there it is, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. If I arrow down.
Heading level 2. By Link J.K. Rowling.
So there's the author.
Blank. The last installment of the...
There's the description.
Blank. Harry Potter K. Rowling Arth... Dot, dot, dot. Blank. Copyright.
I'm just pressing down arrow until I find the download link.
Blank. Download colon. Link graphic download in DAISY.
So that says link download in DAISY.
Link graphic download in BRF.
And there's the BRF version, just as I was saying before. In this case, we're going to download the DAISY version, so I'm going to press up arrow.
Link graphic download in DAISY.
And press enter.
Enter.
And when I do this, I should get a download box that pops
file,
up.
File tap, file download, search results, dash bookshare, dash accessible.
Okay, so it says file download, and in this case, we want to make sure that we save this to the desktop, just like we did. Otherwise, we can also save it to a special folder that we have. So, for instance, if you have a folder called Bookshare Books or a folder called NLS Books, you can choose to save the file in any location that you want. I have my HumanWare Companion set to look at my desktop, and so I'd like to save this to the desktop. So to do that, I'm going to do my tab until I find the save in.
Tab, sit app, save button, alt app, cancel but app, save in colon combo box, desktop.
It says save in combo box. I need to make sure this is set to desktop, so I'm going to down arrow.
Not select my computer, my docket, desktop.
And I'm going to choose desktop by pressing enter.
Enter, save in colon.
And now I can tab straight to the save button.
Tab, 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 folder, tab, file name, colon, tab, save as type, tab, save button, alt.
And if we want to hear what the file is going to be called, we can shift tab.
Shift, shift tab, file name, colon, edit combo, her underline, and underline, the underline, definitely underline, al.
Okay, so we hear exactly what it's called.
Tab, save as type, colon, combo box, compressed left parent, zip right parent folder.
Alt. And that save as type box tells us what format it's going to be saved in. It's going to be saved in a zip format or compressed format. So if I tab again.
Tab, save button. Alt.
There's the save button. If I press the space bar.
Space, close this dialog box when download complete.
And it's already done. So you heard how fast that was in comparison to the National Library Service book. When I did the tutorial for the National Library Service book, I actually had to pause it because it took about 10 minutes to download the book. In this case, I'm downloading the book. It literally took seconds to download. At this point, it is downloaded to my desktop. I can go to my desktop.
Windows D, my documents.
And I can find the book.
And set up Harry underline Potter underline and underline the underline definitely.
And it's right there on my desktop. So the next tutorial that we're going to do is going to be transferring, just as we did with the National Library Service book, we're going to transfer this book with the HumanWare Companion as well.